I'd like to thank Ms. Englard for the opportunity. This week's Parsha Vayechi, the last Parsha in Sefer Bereishis, also known as Shabbos Chazak, because as we know, at the end of laning on Shabbos morning, together we all in unison proclaim Chazak, Chazak v'nischazek, that we will strengthen ourselves as we move on to the next chapter, the next Parsha. But Vayechi is a very unique Parsha. In fact, it has a claim that no other Parsha in the Torah can make, and we're familiar with it, I think, from that first Rashi in Parshas Vayechi, and that is that it is called a Parsha Stuma. It's a Parsha, the Sedra of Vayechi is Stuma, literally means closed. If you look in the Chumash, you won't really find it, but if you would open up a Sefer Torah and look into it, every Parsha is separated by the previous Parsha. Either the new parsha begins on a new line, or if it starts on the same line as the previous, but there's a separation of 9 letters worth of space. So there's space to separate one sedra, one parsha, from the other. But Vayechi, there is no space, and therefore it's called a parsha setuma, a closed parsha. And Rashi describes this based on the Chazal, that because in this week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu passes away, and from that point, the Shibud, the Gullus of Mitzrayim, kind of started. It started in a spiritual way. They didn't have Yaakov, and therefore they felt the tsaris, the pain and suffering of the Gullus of Mitzrayim. So it was Nistamu Einehem V'Libam. Their eyes, their perspective, their vision, their hope, their emotional state of being kind of became closed and dark and fearful. That's, I think, the literal way how we would understand the Rashi. And therefore, it's a Parsha Stuma. Things started to get difficult for them. The question over here is that it's a very interesting thing. If you think about it, it's a Parsha Stuma, which indicates difficulty, and it comes with the death of Yaakov, and yet the first word in the Parsha Stuma is Vayechi Yaakov, that he lived. And in fact, Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us these were maybe the best years of his entire life, even though he was in Eretz Mitzrayim. This is the first time that he's really surrounded by all his children, you know, as adults already, and they're starting their own families, and there's a certain serenity and tranquility after all the difficulties of losing Yosef. Is Vayechi has 17 years, I believe, of wonderful opportunity and growth and development, and it's in that very word that there's an indication of a Parsha Stuma, of a difficulty, Nistamu Einehem V'Libam Shel Yisrael. So maybe we can look at it from another perspective. There's another thing in the parasha. Rashi indicates this in the beginning as well. Also, another pshat is that Bikesh Yaakov, the reason why it's a parasha stuma, it's a closed parasha because Yaakov wanted to reveal to his children the kates, literally like when Mashiach will be coming and what will happen at the end of times. He does gather them together and starts to give them brachas, and in those brachas is also an indication and a prophecy of what will come in the end of times. But he wanted to give them, it seems, more like a kates, a definite time, and that was held back from him. V'nista mimenu, he wasn't able to give them that kates. So let's see if we can understand these two versions and pshat in why it's a Parsha Stuma and how to tie it in with a Vayechi and in a Shabbos of Chazak, of taking strength and inspiration to grow and continue. What is the Parsha Stuma? Closed Parsha, there's no space between the two. You know, if you think about life and how we cope and how we use our trust and faith and dependence and bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, there's really two ways to look at the events of our lives. And how we look at it and what the perspective is really will change how we interpret and go forward. A person can go through difficult events, whether it's health, or financial, or whatever we're going through, challenges and difficulties. And, you know, if we look at each one of those episodes in our lives as independent, unrelated events, then in and themselves, they might be horrific and really, really difficult. If we look at it as an independent moment, a free moment in time that has nothing to do with the past or the future, just this is a happening. This is, you know, I got the flat tire, it has nothing to do, you know, whatever it is. Or we have a way of saying that, hey, why life is one sequence of events. It's a chain. There's a flow. And one gives way to the other. And everything is parts of a puzzle, exactly fits exactly where they need to be. You know, if you have a picture, and it's a picture that shows scenery of a storm and then giving way to a bright sun, right? So if it's a puzzle and you take only the cloudy, dark piece, you know, but if you put it together in the whole puzzle and you see the sequence of events, yes, there's storms and there's difficulties and there's challenges, but it's in fact those very challenges that create the strength and the courage and build the human being into who he is today. And it's through those that we end up at the next stage in life. That life is a narrative. It's a story that's being put together by the Rabbanu Shalom with our efforts. And one event leads to the other. And that there is no space. There's no daylight between the two. They are one series and one narrative. Then everything starts to make sense in a different way. Yes, there's still a mystery. We don't know how this period of my life, what it will give birth to, what it will create, what it will make. And that's the beauty of life and the mystery. But together with that betachin and trust and faith in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we understand it as a narrative. And yes, this gullus that Yaakov's children were about to go through, difficulty, horrors that we can't even describe, as we will see in the next Sefer of Sefer Shmois. But Yaakov, in this Parsha Stuma, Vayechi, is really giving them the message, just the opposite of how you live through these difficulties in life. He looks at his own life and sees the series of events that brought him here, from Lavan to that house of Lavan and running from Esav. Think about it. Oh, terrible. What am I going to do? And losing all his money and having to stay by Lavan and to work. And then, but that brings Rachel, and that brings Leah, and that brings the Shiftei Ka, the Shvatim, and then the confrontation with Esav, and everything that he goes through, and Yosef, and the jail, and slavery, and all of a sudden, loyally, like Yosef himself says, hey, to the Shvatim, you didn't send me here. This is all part of a master plan. So a parsha stuma means, yes, it's closed, just the opposite. You got to close the space between the two events. Don't make them separate events. There is no space. There is no daylight. One leads to the other. And in fact, maybe this is the pshat in the Rashi. Because they were about to undergo a difficult time, that it would Nistimu libam ve'inehem, their eyes would be closed. That's exactly what Yaakov is telling them in Vayechi Yaakov. This is how you live life. You understand that there is no space between the two events. It's a narrative. Bikesh Yaakov legalasis ha-keitz. And how did he reveal to them the keitz, the Mashiach, the hope, the great hope at the end? He says the answer is nistam. Leave it closed. Leave every event with no space between the two. And that's how we cope and get through life. It's the building of the betachin and the trust in the Rabbeinu Shalom that everything has been predetermined. Yes, it's our efforts and we do our part, but one series and one event leads to the other. And from that is Vayechi Yaakov. And that will bring us to Chazak, Chazak, Benis Chazek.